is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. It's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is...
Next on News for the Soul Radio, it's time for Crystals for the Soul with Linda Perry. Linda has worked with crystals for over 20 years and has a wealth of knowledge on how to use them to support our spiritual journey. She brings her deep knowledge and powerful intuition to her coaching sessions, classes, and her crystal store. Please welcome Linda Perry. Back to News for the Soul.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show today, and happy first day of August. Today, I've got a bit of a packed show for you. We had a little bit of a glitch with questions for the last show, so I am going to answer a couple this time. And one person, her name is Wendy, she's a listener from New York, and she sent in a question asking, why are there so many dark stones and why don't they deal with darker energies? And I thought this is a great question, and I wanted to do the show around this question today. So basically, negative energy, or some people might call it darker energy, but it's actually a low vibration type of energy. And all black stones absorb negative energy and can also be used for protection and grounding. So, yes, they do deal with darker energy, but when you get into, I guess, some of the nastier kind of darker energy, I would think that this would be something that you would want to handle differently. You could still use some crystals for something like that. But it may take a while to clear that kind of energy out. but with low vibration energy, this is something that definitely black crystals can take care of. Smudging with sage or another herb would be really, really good in conjunction with working with crystals as well. And sage will help to dissipate and get rid of different types of low energy or darker energy. What you'll want to do in whatever space you feel you've got that energy in, you will want to open a window a little bit or a door and then smudge throughout the whole space, getting up in corners, underneath things, and have the energy be able to release and go out into the universe to be healed, into the world, through the open door or the open window. And it's always a really great practice to state exactly why you're doing this. I like to say it out loud, and I call in my support team, such as the Creator or God or however you want to call that energy, the angels, I call in goddesses, I call in my the ancestors to help with clearing the space. And you go in a clockwise direction in every room. If you have an attached garage, it's part of your home and you need to smudge that as well. And then you can also work with crystals to absorb any residual energy that might be around and to keep it clear. So it's part of their purpose here for those crystals to help us keep our spaces clean and clear and of a higher vibration. Some might be stronger than others, and some you will resonate more with others, which is great. You go with what feels right to you. And some will also transmute their energy, not just absorb negative energy, but some will transmute their energy to positive, which is also an awesome thing that they do. So what I wanted to say, too, is that negative energy can come from many different ways. It can come from bullying, disapproval from other people, distrust, yelling, fighting, anger, fear, maybe not being kind to ourselves, how we even speak to ourselves, having a gloomy or negative attitude, etc. It can be from, say, moving into a house that somebody else has occupied, and maybe there was negativity going on there. In that case, what is best to, before you even move in, or even if you have already moved in and realize that it's there, what you can do, you can either get a blend of sage, cedar, and lavender, or you can use all three individually and smudge your house. And sage clears kind of negativity out, but cedar clears other people's stuff out of your space. It's a really good, it's almost like an astringent for that. And then the lavender helps to calm the energy in the space. So I did that in my place when I bought it and before I moved in. And I've always had positive, high energy in my space. The other trick I'll tell you, and I do it in my home and I do it in my shop, I have asked angels to come and live in my home and to live in my shop, and that helps also to keep the energy elevated in your space so that negativity cannot live there. Negativity or lower energies cannot survive in a high frequency, a high vibration environment. It cannot stand that energy. It cannot live there. So some crystals that you can use to help with any negative or low energy or what you might feel is darker energy are black tourmaline. You can carry it, and it helps with shielding and protecting you from any negative energy you either might encounter, whether it's in your home, whether you're out shopping or at this at work, or any negative energy that someone may send your way, whether they know they're doing it or not. You can place a larger piece by your front door to absorb any negative energy before it even enters your home. Black obsidian. This is a stone of protection and an environmental vacuum removing negative energy. Numite. This also is another one, puts a shield around your body for protection, and it reflects energy out and away from you. So it pushes that energy out. If you wanted to make it even stronger, get some fire agate and pair it with that, and that helps to burn that energy up that's around you that's negative. It also tends to send it back to the source so they understand, or hopefully will start to understand what they're doing by sending that energy out. Onyx, black onyx, is a powerful protective stone that absorbs negative energy, and it transforms it to positive energy that we can actually use and accept. So that's a really good one. And smoky quartz is another one. It transmutes negative energy to positive, and it purifies any space it's placed in. I'm going to add one more here that is shungite. And shungite is a detoxifier, not only for a body, but for spaces and places. It will help to detoxify of negative energy. It will absorb it and take it away so that your energy is clean and clear and your space is clean and clear. It's another one like smoky quartz that will transform negative energy to positive as well. Helps with that. And also, just like black tourmaline, shungite will absorb EMF rays, those harmful electromagnetic rays that come off of electronic devices. It helps to absorb that so that doesn't go out into your environment. The other thing that you can do with shungite and black tourmaline is place it on your modem for your internet so that it absorbs it, that energy, before it even gets a chance to slip out into your environment in your home or your working space or wherever you are. Now, one of the best ways to combat negative energy is to keep your energy and the energy in your home or healing space or wherever it is you're worried about the low energy as clear and high as possible. Now, you can use white light and high vibration crystals to help with that, such as apophyllite, candle quartz, selenite, scolasite, white calcite, danbarite, Herkimer diamonds, clear quartz, fennecite, etc. Anything that's got a white ray especially, and usually anything that has a higher vibration or a higher frequency keeps that energy lifted in your space so that low energy or negative energy or a bit darker energy cannot reside there. It cannot stay there for very long. There was one other thing I was going to say that was really good. I'll think of it in a sec maybe. But what you want to do with any of these crystals is you can carry them with you. Most of them you can also get as pendants or bracelets. Some you can get as rings, so you can actually wear it as jewelry, and when you go out, it will help just the same as carrying a piece in your pocket. You can grid your home with any of these crystals to keep that energy clean and clear, and this is what I would do, is I would put a quartz point in the corner of a room, in the four corners of the room, pointing into the center of the room. And in front of that, where the terminated point is, I would put that clearing crystal. So whether it's black tourmaline or black obsidian or numite or onyx, shungite or smoky quartz, put that right in front, because what a quartz point will do is the energy goes in the direction of the terminated point. So it pushes that energy out, and quartz enhances the energy of other crystals to make them more powerful. So it pushes that energy into whatever crystal you put in front of it, makes it more powerful, and then pushes it out and away and towards the center of the room. In the center of the room, you could have something such as a quartz cluster, or better yet, even a quartz sphere. And it will, all spheres will can have up to an 8-foot energy field all around it in all directions. Excuse me. In all directions. So, and it moves around and around and around. And what it will do is end up picking up all of that energy and sending it everywhere around your room in all directions. So a setup like that would really help with more darker energies, more negative energies, and keeping that energy positive, clean, and clear. And you can also, around that sphere, put any of those white light or high vibration crystals. Moldavite would be another one that would be good. Any of the tektites like fennekite, or any of the tektites like moldavite, Libyan gold, agnimanitite. You can place any of those kinds of crystals and the white light crystals around your quartz sphere. And it will pick up their energies also and send it all around your space. So not only are you cleaning and clearing at the same time, you are raising the energy and the vibration and keeping it clean and clear. Just remember that you do have to clean and clear your crystals every once in a while as well. So if you've got some negativity in the home, I would every once in a while go over and touch all of those crystals. And if they start feeling sticky, you know they've picked up a lot of stuff and they need to be cleared, cleansed and cleared. So you can do it with water, running water, if they can go in water. So selenite cannot. So if that's something you use, that cannot go in water. But you can use sage for smudge. You can smudge it, keep running it through the smoke. You can use crystal singing bowls are great for that as well. But any crystal that can go in water, I find it's great to wash that away. And then you can smudge it first and then wash it away, or you can smudge it afterwards. You can then put any of those crystals out in the sun for an hour or two, and that reactivates it as well. It gives it a nice boost of energy. Now, I wanted to go back to a little bit of the reasons for some negative energy. So if we know that things like maybe there's anger in the home, or there's fear, or distrust or disapproval or something like that in the home, or if we are speaking negatively to ourselves, this is something to say, I need to change this, and how can I do that? So that's a little bit of a different subject or a deeper subject, because this is now getting into behaviors and changing either your own behavior or someone else in the home, or trying to make things better, lighter, and so that there isn't any of that fear and things like that going on. But you can work with crystals for that, especially for fear and how we speak to ourselves. Crystal praise is great for something like that. I've used it myself. It's not a crystal that works overnight. It's a crystal that works over time. I worked with my crystal praise for fear and worry and stress for about a year to a year and a half. And I noticed over that time, as I worked with it, how things got lighter and I wasn't worrying as much and I was letting things go more and wasn't stressing as much and things like that. So those are things that you can also do to help combat, or I don't like that word really, to help let go of things that can make your environment seem negative or have lower energy. Because all of those things are lower energy. What you also focus on, you attract. If you're focusing on worry and stress and things like that, you keep attracting it into your life. So you want to be able to turn that around so that what you want to focus on is joy and happiness and uplifting and higher frequency and higher energy. And that's what you're going to attract. So that is a little bit in a nutshell of how to work with blacker crystals, darker crystals, because they're there for a reason. And some of them are a product of their environment to make them dark, like smoky quartz. Sometimes smoky quartz, you can get a smoky quartz that has only a tinge of smokiness to it, all the way to being almost black. And the way smoky quartz becomes smoky is through natural radiation in the earth and the sun. There are some smoky quartz out there that people have irradiated unnaturally, like a man-made process to irradiate. But most smoky quartz you find will be, it's a natural radiation from the earth or the sun. But black crystals have a really great purpose here to help us get rid of negative energy. And white crystals have a very important, powerful role also to work with that energy, is to make it a higher vibration. So as we turn negative energy to positive, then we want to bring in other crystals to make that energy high, because we don't just want to turn negative energy to positive and then leave it. There is the other part of it. And what we're doing is we're working with shadow and light. And that's, I actually have a class on doing shadow work. And I have an 8-month class on alchemy. And that is self-alchemy and turning things around for yourself and getting rid of negative energy and really going to the root cause of everything and going through a whole alchemical process of that. And that's a really good process to do too. So what we don't want to do is leave, only do part of the process to work with the black crystals. We also want to bring in the white crystals to take it that further and extra step to complete the process. So I hope that helped to answer your question today, Wendy. And thank you for sending it in, because it was a really great question. Now, the next couple of questions were from last week. And if I don't get to everyone's question from today, I will in September. But the next two questions really are ones about health. And I wanted to remind everyone that crystals do not replace the advice of a doctor, but what they can do is work alongside the advice of a doctor and any kind of treatment that you're taking, whether it's physical, like maybe physical therapy, or if it's medicinal. So crystals can actually go hand in hand and work alongside while you're working with the advice and the treatments from your doctors. Now, Cheryl in Rhode Island asks, can crystals help people suffering mental illness? If so, how? And what I wanted to do was define what mental illness was. So the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention define mental health as: mental health includes our emotional, psychological, and social well-being. It affects how we think, how we feel, and how we act. It also helps determine how we handle stress, how we relate to others, and making healthy choices. So given that, what I thought I would do was take each of those areas, because all of those are overall health, but are also connected into mental health, and say what types of crystals can help with that area of mental health. So for emotional health, lapidolite, rose quartz, and lithium quartz, all would be helpful to heal and uplift emotions, whether having been hurt emotionally or tend toward feeling down or depressed. Lepidolite and lithium quartz both have lithium in them, natural lithium, and we have lithium in our bodies. And sometimes a deficiency of lithium can actually make us feel down and depressed. And then what happens when you work with a lithium crystal, and you may be going to a doctor and they say, well, we need to boost that lithium, you might end up taking some lithium medication, because I know of people who have done that, have had to do that. But you can also work with lithium-based crystals, like lithium quartz and lepidolite, to help also boost your lithium levels up. And it helps bring your feelings and spirits higher. Citrine would do the same thing. It would help to uplift spirits when you start feeling like you're down. The other thing I also recommend to people is work with your hands, do something creative. And what that does is focuses your attention on what you're working with your hands. And when you're doing something creative, you have something afterwards to look at and go, I did that. And it can be anything. It could be woodworking. It could be painting. It could be even writing. It could be anything. Working with your hands, any artwork or anything like that. Some people like to work with plants and flowers and get their hands in the earth, and that helps them ground and lift their spirits as well. So whatever works for you, do that, because that will help you feel uplifted and happier. Then there's psychological health. Emerald, green calcite, and blue sapphire are three that can help. They all have a calming and soothing energy on the mind and the thoughts. So if you've got lots of thoughts running through your head and maybe they're not so positive, these will help to calm the mind and relax the mind, and to relax you so that you can let that go. And you might want to bring in something like blue appetite, which helps to balance the left and right hemispheres of the brain for better psychological health. Social well-being. Blue appetite is another one for that. Blue topaz, amethyst, and turquoise. They can also help in social situations for communication and connecting with other people. And again, blue appetite, again, it has that left and right brain hemisphere balancing, but it helps us to feel that we're not alone, and it helps us to feel not lonely, so that we can maybe start connecting with other people to have those healthy relationships. And amethyst, it helps to calm you down. It's a really good stress reliever and helps you to calm and stay calm and let stress go. It's really good for stress relief. But blue apatite and blue topaz, as well as turquoise, help with communication on opening up the throat chakra so that we can feel that we can speak with other people. And if you're shy or have a little bit of a hard time in social situations, take your blue apatite. Turquoise helps you with attracting new friends. And then also bring in tiger eye, because tiger eye gives us the courage to do things. It actually bumps up our confidence level in ourselves as well as our self-esteem. So working with those helps with lots of social well-being and making us feel a little bit more comfortable in social situations. Stress and anxiety, blue lace agate, howlite, chrysoprase, amethyst, agate are some of the crystals you can work with. Anything that has a beautiful calming energy will help with stress and anxiety. And all of these have a calming effect not only on the body but on the mind as well, because when we get stressed, it's because our mind is working overtime and we're going always to the negative. And then our body starts getting tense and tight and stressed, and we can't let go of all of that negativity. So by relaxing the body with amethyst, with chrysoprase, with howlite, with any of them, it helps us to be able to work with what we're stressing about. And again, I'm going to go back to the chrysoprase. It's something I recommend to so many people to use because it is just so excellent. And that a lot of people don't know that it works with the stress and anxiety and worry and fear. A lot of people don't know that about chrysoprase, and it is such a powerful stone for that, even though it works over time. It's not the instant light bulb moment where you turn it on and I'm all fixed. No, it helps you do the work you need to do in order to let it all go. And that's the thing about working with crystals and working and doing anything that's going to help us in the long run. We don't want just a quick fix because it's just going to come back. It doesn't work that way. So working with crystals helps you work through the whole process of understanding, okay, I'm stressing. What is it I'm stressing about? And what is the underlying factor of that stress? What happened to trigger it? And it might even take you back to a different time in your life, that this is where it started, so that you can actually go back and let it go and say, you have no more power over me. You are not going to affect the rest of my life. You're not defining who I am now. And working with all of that. And because sometimes you have to do that a few times. One of the exercises I have given people over time is if you have a situation like that, imagine that situation in front of you and it has an electrical cord coming out of it, plugging into you. And therefore, it's feeding you all of this stress and worry and fear and anxiety. Imagine yourself taking that plug and unplugging it from yourself. And you may have to do that many times in order to fully get rid of it. But something like crystal praise will help you. Once you unplug it, it helps you let go of some of that stress and worry and anxiety, pardon me, and fear, so that the next time you feel like you're plugged into that again, you go, oh, and I recognize it sooner, and I unplug it and get your crystal praise and carry it around with you. And carry it until you feel like you're not stressing so much about it anymore. And this is exactly how crystal praise works, is every time you pick it up to work with it, keep it with you always during the day, sleep with it under your pillow, and then you find yourself, oh, I'm not worrying about it, not thinking about this anymore. You can cleanse it, put it down, and then the next time you feel yourself worrying about it, because this is a process. This doesn't happen overnight, like I said. It's a process. And when you work with that process, you'll notice over time it gets longer and longer and further apart that you actually have to work with crystal praise. And all of a sudden you realize, hey, I have not picked that up in months, and I've not even thought about that fear and stress and anxiety I was so worried about and was taking over my life, and all of a sudden now I feel lighter and happier. So that's how that works. And how it gets rid of stress and anxiety, because stress and anxiety then starts in on things like emotional health and can physically manifest itself in our bodies as well. And then you feel like you don't want to go out and be social. So it affects everything. And I put in another one here for overall well-being. Shungite, golden healer quartz, another crystal praise. So shungite is great for detoxifying the body of negative energy. Golden healer supports us on a healing path. And crystal praise, as I said, works over time and helps us to relax and feel good and let go of stress. So I hope, Cheryl, that that helps to answer your question. And I hope that these crystals will help you or somebody you're asking about, maybe in your family or a friend, and can help them. Then we have Suzanne in the UK asked, what crystals can help with physical and restless leg syndrome and shakiness? Well, calming crystals for shakiness such as amethyst and blue lace agate and howlite can help with something like that. But for restless leg syndrome, and these can also help with shakiness as well, Suzanne. Crystal praise, and again, here's crystal praise again. It's one of my big go-tos. Can help combat stress and give a peaceful sleep. Blue kyanite could do the same thing. Smoky quartz can help us keep grounded, and you can place pieces of these crystals around the bed, possibly down by the feet underneath the covers. You can put some underneath a pillow and carry some during the day. And there are some other crystals that I thought could work as well to help with shakiness and restless leg syndrome. One would be for the spinal cord. You could use selenite, magnetite, which is also known as lodestone, and garnet. One of the things that can be really good with selenite is you put it underneath your bed on the floor, or you could even put it between the mattresses if you wanted. But put it so that put a long rod there, and so it sort of goes in the same direction as the spine. And that helps to align a spine, and that might also help with restless leg syndrome. The brain, because sometimes some of this stuff starts in the brain, is blue appetite. It balances the right and left hemispheres of the brain, which is really good. Lodestone, or as I said, also known as magnetite, is really good. Pyrite, amethyst also helps with brain health and healing and support. So all of those could really help with restless leg syndrome and possible shakiness. And again, I'm going to say, make sure you go to a doctor to talk about it as well. It's always good to find out more information. The more information you know, the better off you're going to be. Pardon me. Next with this would be the nervous system. Amazonite. And amazonite can help to heal on a cellular level, as well as help with the nervous system. Blue kyanite and petersite are some of them that help to support the nervous system and to be have a healthy nervous system as well. You could also try manganocalcite, which is also called pink calcite, as it has been known to help induce a bit of nerve rejuvenation. The other thing I wanted to say too is there's a brand new book out called The Vagus Nerve. And that might be something that you might want to look at, because the vagus nerve actually originates in the brain and goes through all the organs in the body. It might be something that could help if you understand what the vagus nerve is and how to activate it. Let me just see if I can find here the actual name of this book. And vagus nerve is V-A-G-U-S. It sounds like Las Vegas, but it's pronounced Vegas, like Las Vegas, but it's spelled V-A-G-U-S. And the book, there's actually two books out. One is called Chakras and the Vagus Nerve, which is really, really good. And the other one is called Accessing the Healing Power of the Vagus Nerve. So those are two books you might want to look at to see if they could help you in any way with shakiness or restless leg syndrome. Because it could also be that some of your chakras might be blocked and might just need opening up. You can take a pendulum and ask if you have any chakras that are blocked, and then work with that pendulum or crystals to unblock it so that you've got good energy flow going through your body. And you may end up finding that some of that might help as well with this issue. But again, try with that selenite, the books, reading the information, getting as much information as you can from your doctor about what the medical, because I'm not a doctor at all, what the medical area says about restless leg and shakiness, kind of where does it originate? How does it start? What's the underlying factor of all of that so that you can really then get the best specialized care possible for you? And then your if there's any exercises you need to do or medicinal things they suggest, then you can take some of the crystals as well and work with them alongside. And that's why I wanted to remind everyone, I'm not a doctor, and crystals do not replace the advice of a doctor, but they can definitely work alongside treatment that and exercises or medicinal that you may need to take for whatever it is that you're working with. So I hope, Suzanne, that helps a little bit for you. I have a friend who has that restless leg syndrome, and it's not always a fun thing to have and have your sleep interrupted as well. So any stones for sleep as well help, like blue kyanite, chrysoprase helps with that as well. Blue sapphire also is a good one for sleep. I'm just trying to think. Howlite would be another one. Blue lace agate, another one, to help with some peaceful sleep as well. Then we have Jade in California who asked, can you recommend an appropriate crystal gift for a newlywed couple? Yes, I can, Jade. Two of the really, really nicest things I find are really good for wedding gifts are a rose quartz heart or a rose quartz sphere. And I'll add some after that. But and you could use actually any heart would be fine too, because hearts symbolize love. And two halves coming together, right? But the reason why I say rose quartz is because that's its purpose, is love. Beautiful love, not just for self, but for others and bringing people together as well. So a rose quartz heart is a good symbol of love between two people. But a sphere, a rose quartz sphere, also, as I said earlier in the show, it has such a large, or can have such a large energy field, that it spreads love all around its environment, wherever it is placed. So that's really, really good for a wedding couple, and keeping love throughout their home. And they might want to actually place it somewhere, even in the bedroom. It's a great place to have either a rose quartz heart or a sphere. But they might want to place some around the rest of their home as well. You might encourage them to do that and keep that love going throughout their whole home as well. Another thing that I really like could be a rose quartz or other carved crystal ganache or ganesha. And the reason I say ganesha is because the purpose of ganesha is to clear your path of obstacles so Lakshmi can come in with beauty and abundance. And ganesha is great for that. Ganesha is a Hindu deity. He's the elephant-headed god. His father was Shiva, and mother was Parvati, I think. but is very important, and actually has his own mantra in the Hindu belief system. And it's a really beautiful mantra. You could Google or go onto YouTube and put Ganesh mantra or Ganesha mantra, and you will come up with several different mantras. If you know who Diva Primo is, she has a beautiful rendition of it. So you could also add her name in there, Diva Primo Ganesha Mantra, and you will get that. She's got, I think she's probably got a couple of different versions of it. But there are some beautiful ones out there. And that's what Ganesha does, is helps to dissolve or get rid of any obstacles that might be in their pathway. And that could be really good for a relationship, because sometimes we disagree about things, but Ganesh comes in and clears the obstacles, and they can both say, okay, we agree to disagree, and I respect your opinion. And that paves the way for them to walk together and respect each other and their opinions, as well as allowing abundance to come in and beauty into their relationship and into their life. So I think that is really great as well. But as I said before, any heart would do, any good heart, like a nice heart carving of a crystal, could do, because of course the heart symbolizes love, and again the two halves. You know where you see that picture of a broken heart where it's broken down the middle? Well, it's two halves. The heart is two halves, and so that symbolizes a really great aspect of a relationship, bringing the two halves, the two people together into one, and working together in a relationship. So, and you could research if you went if you went to a crystal shop and found a heart. Just walk around the shop with a couple in mind that you're wanting to buy for, and see what jumps out at you. Where do your eyes go first? What seems to draw you, what calls to you for them? And then research the crystal to find out what it does. What is its purpose? What does it help with? And you may find that that might be even more powerful than someone giving you a suggestion. Because what I've given you is a place to start. And you can then go and do some research on a crystal that you might be attracted to for them, and find out it might be the absolutely perfect thing to give them. So that's a really good way of trying to do it as well. There is one more question from Laverne in New Zealand. She wanted to know about, how do you know when crystals are working? And unfortunately, I do not have time to answer that question today. But what I'm going to do, Laverne, is I'm going to take your question, which is absolutely a great question, and I'm going to do September's show on it. So I'm going to give lots of information and maybe some examples on that topic. So I hope you're able to tune in to hear the answer to your question, or some other, if you can't do it on the live show, to be able to tune in later to be able to hear the answer, because it's a really, really great question. And there are ways of knowing that a crystal is actually working. So if you want to delve deeper into crystals, I have almost close to 40 classes on the website. which can actually be purchased, and you can watch as many times as you like because you have it for life. And they are all recorded on YouTube. You get not only the link to the YouTube, but I've done a course guide for every class. So you get that as well that you can print out and keep. And the classes are under the classes tab on the website, which is soulfoodcrystals.com. Feel free to look through that. The current classes are under classes, or I think it's under classes, crystal classes or something. But the all the other ones are under the archives, and you can go and you can read about them. And then there's the Crystal Goddess Alchemy 1, which is like a university class. I mentioned it earlier in the show. And it is on the it's on like alchemy, the steps of alchemy, but taking it to actually transform yourself. And it is a really, really good class. It is 8 classes long, and each class is 2 to 3 hours long. And there's exercises to do and meditations and everything in that class. It's an excellent class to do. And you go at your own pace. It was an 8-month class, but you can take longer to do it because you go at your own pace. Okay? So I just want to thank everybody for listening and for your questions. We had some really great questions. And the next show is September 5 at 9 a.m. Pacific time. And please feel free to send in more questions. And I just want to wish you a great August and see you in September, where we'll answer Laverne's question on how to tell if crystals are actually working for you. Okay? Many crystal blessings. Have a beautiful August. See you in September. Bye.